Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. Hey, everybody, it's Brendan Burchard, and I'm excited to share with you that we have started a new morning show called The Growth Day Morning Show. We stream live every weekday from 7:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to about 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Instagram Live and Facebook Live. So you can visit my Facebook page or my Instagram page if you'd like to watch these live trainings. What's special about it is I'm doing these morning day shows with Jamie Kern Lima. If you don't know Jamie, she is that epic success story of somebody who, you know, went from waiting tables to having a dream to start a cosmetic beauty line to, you know, making stuff on her kitchen table to ultimately building and scaling IT Cosmetics, which she sold to L'Oreal for over $1 billion. So you get kind of mentorship from myself and literally someone who built a $1 billion company every single morning on my Instagram, 7:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on weekdays with me and Jamie Kern Lima.
it offers that format for us to have a conversation every day. And I hope you'll join us there. If you're new to my community and you haven't heard what we're doing with Growth Day, please participate by visiting growthday.com. Growth Day is my new brand and our new company, a new startup, where we go live every single week with the world's best personal development teachers, helping you improve your life. Our thesis is every day is a good day to grow. You know, every day you can choose a new attitude. You can take a new action. Every day you can learn. Every day you can try to be your best. Every day you can get more focus, move towards your goals, be a better mom, parent, caregiver, leader, teammate. Every day, it's a good day to grow. But you need that consistent motivation. You need that consistent learning, that consistent curiosity and confidence that you know you're on the path to great personal development and self-mastery. And that's why we started Growth Day. Growth Day teachers go live every single week for less than a dollar a day throughout the year. And it is unbelievably powerful. You get myself, Jamie Kern Lima, you get health coaches, you get personal finance coach. It's unbelievable. Go to growthday.com and check it out. But with no further ado, we want to share this episode. I hope that you will enjoy it.
A lot of people, we talk about dreaming big today, and I feel like a lot of people have these reasons they think they're not quite ready to dream yes. big yet. And maybe they think they don't have the right support around them, or they don't have the right setup on their computer, or they don't have the right team they've hired, or they don't, all these things. And I think part of you showing and me showing, hopefully both of us, all the real stuff, it's like, oh, you don't always need to have all that stuff together to start or to dream big and to start having that vision that's a big vision for where you're going while enjoying the moment.
People, I love that. Big vision for where you're going while enjoying the moment and knowing that 100% of success stories you have ever heard, that success story began with somebody going 90 miles an hour and putting the wheels on as they were going and building the thing. They endured years of mess and disorganization and trying to figure out and doubt and risk of failure on the precipice daily. And you don't get that easy path when you want to do great things. Yeah. It's difficult. Les Brown always said, I love Les Brown. Les has been on our stages. Les is a personal development legend. I hope you know who he is. Les Brown always said, he's like, if you want your life to be easy, do hard things. If you want your life to be hard, do easy things. Hmm. And it just says, it's like, oh, you have to push. You have to struggle. Here's what I want everyone to know. Thinking big today. This is my message to you in thinking big. You are clueless to the depths of your capabilities. You have no idea what you are capable of. You have no idea what your full potential is. And I'm not judgment. I don't know either. Like, there's one guy up there. For me, I'm a spiritual person, so God's got me. God knows the immensity of the soul he put into this body, and no one else does, including me. I have no idea the immensity of the challenges God's got lined up for me 5 years from now, or 10, or 3, or 4 minutes. Like, you don't know. But what you do know is you're going to arrive and you will be summoned to call your best forth to serve one day. You will be summoned to rise above your own little insecurities and comforts and joys and ask, wow, how can I get more out of myself to be of service in this moment? Whether that is your first 2 years with a new baby, and you're like, my eyes, I haven't slept, you know? Or it's that first 4 years of your startup, it's going to demand so much of you, but you will rise to it. You will be capable. You will learn as you go. So stop all the waiting, get in the game, put the wheels on as you're going, move towards that dream with more rapidness, because you'll figure it out as you go. It won't be perfect. Jamie said, you're so vulnerable. Yet the other day you said to me, I feel like never in my life, Brendan, have I dropped more balls, I think you were saying.
And right now.
Tell them about that, because you're thinking big, but you've done, she's built a $1 billion business. And right now even after having that experience, she feels like this is life, y'all. Anyway, yeah. Tell me about that. I think,
you know, when I think back to the early days of building at Cosmetics, there were years of, I didn't know what I didn't know, right? And I was trying to do every job in my living room because I couldn't afford to hire anybody. And I think anytime we're also doing something new or dreaming big and trying to go to new levels, just the newness of all of it is overwhelming, right? Because we don't know what we don't know. And so, you know, at the end of a 10-year journey with that, building over 1,000 employees and a $1 billion company and all that, I knew a lot about the beauty industry and about manufacturing and legal and acquisitions and building a team and leadership and all those things, right? And now, as a first-time author, I actually
a whole new game.
I feel literally I'm back in my living room, not knowing what I don't know. Right. And it's a growth, a major season of growth for me. And, you know, you and I, Brendan, talk a lot about just the idea of being a lifelong student and, you know, I'm proud to be a lifetime student, and I'm honored to learn from everyone in our community right now who's posting in Facebook and posting in Instagram, a part of the Growth Day Morning Show. We learn from each other. I learn from all the other Growth Day coaches. And I'm in a season right now of going, okay, because for the last 5 years, I've been offered book deals because of my story, but I didn't want to have a ghostwriter do it. So I said no for 5 years. I wanted, because I have learned in my life, like, you cannot fake authenticity. And, you know, one of the things I talk about in the book a lot actually is how, you know, authenticity alone doesn't guarantee success, but inauthenticity guarantees failure. And that's in everything, right? And I talk about all the lessons I've learned around that in the book. But then for me to have that book actually truly serve at the highest possible level, I wanted to write every word myself. I knew it had to be authentic. So this has been a 2 years, actually, a year and a half, little over a year and a half of growth and of dropping so many balls and
learning new things, messing it up. Trying to get into
exactly.
it.
Yeah. Like, you saw me when I got the first cover in, I was cutting it out and taping it to Jay Shetty's book because it was the right size. Every little thing, I'm like trying to figure it out and because I want it to be authentic and I want it to be right and I want to have no regrets. But yeah, I am dropping balls everywhere in terms of, I mean, last night I was up all night writing web copy, writing because I want it to be authentic to like the heart and soul of how I want to serve. And I'm doing a big launch event, which we'll talk about later. Cause it's still top secret, but we're going to tell everyone on Growth Day first, but she's doing it big.
She's going for it. Listen, she decided to write a book and I know some of you are thinking about writing a book or launching something new. When she said, I'm going to write a book, she said, I want it to be a bestseller. I want it to really impact millions of people. I want it to be a New York Times bestseller. I want to really get it out there. Even though, please listen, she'd never written a book, had no idea how to write a book, and had zero idea how to promote something.
Yeah.
Her confidence in thinking big came from her belief in her ability to figure things out. She's like, I'll figure it out. So your big vision should not be limited by today's skill set or today's competency. Your big vision should be based on your service you want to give, your dream you want to live with your family. Like, and you will develop the skills along the way as you get in motion towards the thing. You don't start the journey perfect. The definition of perfection is to perfect. To perfect requires that you start. You start something, release something, launch something, and you perfect as you go. Perfect is a verb. It is done to something that is out there, that is released, that is built to perfect. And so you don't start perfect, you perfect. And then as soon as you go, oh, okay, we're going to start this Growth Day Morning Show. We don't know how to plug it into Instagram or Facebook. We don't know how to use the outwork mic, these mics. We don't know what the heck we're doing. Our first 4 days, we were just perfecting how to do that little piece. We still are. I think that's so important. And Jamie, I want to give you credit because sometimes you feel like you're dropping so many balls because you're so good at what you're doing in every other area, but you're also doing awesome and you're getting great momentum and I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah. And I'm just trying to be brave, and I'm trying to, and this, you know, this is something, that I think is huge too, is, you know, we often talk about when, you know, I have a whole journey of hearing no for years, right? Experts telling me my vision wasn't going to work for It Cosmetics and all those kind of things. But I still believe that it's our own self-doubt that kills more dreams than almost anything else. It's our own kind of limitations that we put on ourselves, or our own reasons we give ourselves why we need to still wait to do something, or we're not quite ready to write the book, or any of those things, right? And I get why, because doing it all and putting ourselves out there is scary. And sometimes it's easier to not dream big, because then we don't have to be afraid of not hitting that mark, or we stay in our comfort zone, right? But I think that, I think to recap what you said in the start of this, which is so good, it's so good, is until we like take those chains off we put on ourselves, we don't know how much we're capable of. We don't know the level we're capable of dreaming and serving and giving and creating and ideating and inspiring, right? And leading and all of those things. And I think that, you know,
and the level of discipline you're all capable of. The level of, so Jamie is in what we call a launch window. So for those who are new, Jamie is launching a book called Believe It, and it comes out next month. I hope that you will pre-order on Amazon. It's called Believe It by Jamie Kernlina. Comes out next month. She's in this time we call a launch window. A launch window is when your life becomes very like deep work, essentialism, high performance habits. You are doing this thing. A lot of balls are following all over there because you have this limited amount of time to launch this thing. And until you've been through that several times, you don't know how much you can get done. I'll give you an example of thinking big. This month, if you told me, okay, Brendan, in 1 month, listen to y'all, in 1 month, rebranded the company, onboarded 20 plus people and teams from outsourcing and internal all around, launched a new offering, you know, brought in all our new growth coaches, you know, in other words, found like 8 other new promotional partners and friends to serve, built a new software team, building the software, serving all of our customers without missing too many beats, launching a new community platform, launching this show, and somehow enjoying the month. If you told Brendan, 19-year-old Brendan, that was probably, he'd be like, I don't know how to hire. I don't know what a brand is. I don't know what a company is. What is it? Like, if you told your former self that, or your future self, I should say, you don't know what you're capable of. And I'm not saying that to be like, oh, look at me, because I've been feel like I'm putting the wheels on as I'm going. But I said, okay, let's just get in motion. We're going to figure it out. We're going to go. It's crunch time. Let's go. Let's move things forward. Move things forward. Move things forward. You will perfect as you go. But I, no way could I imagine that we could do all of this in a single month until you go for it, guys. You got to go for your dreams. Thinking big means moving big, taking big action. Taking daily, you might call it small actions, but those daily small actions compound. You got to get in the game. Some of you, it's so easy to sit it out and you're still waiting for someone's approval or someone's understanding. It's like, if no one understands, if you feel like no one understands you, you have no one to blame but you. We have to learn. I don't say that judgmentally. I had to learn to communicate. I sucked at communicating. I felt like I didn't have connection with people because I didn't know how to communicate. Be vulnerable, share emotions, like create human, like good friendships. I didn't know how to do that. So I did like a lot of you personal growth lovers who read How to Win Friends and Influence People from Dale Carnegie. Anyone read that? Oh my God, changed my life.
Yeah, I need to reread it. I read it like 20 years ago.
So good.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I did that because I was terrible with people. And so now I communicate to millions of people daily. So if you told that really awkward dude, oh, you're going to talk to millions of people, you didn't believe it. But as you jump into the dream and you get momentum, you start to believe it more. You get more skills, more capabilities. Those capabilities lead to competency. That competency leads to confidence. and you're moving.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
Sometimes people do cheer for you after you've made it. And I want to call this out, okay?
Yes,
because so true. I've lived through this. I have lived through this, okay? I have so many stories. And that's why it's so, everyone writing a book, it's like, it is the greatest joy to go, oh my gosh, if people knew I went through all this, they would feel less alone. They would feel like they can get through it too, because this is the real stuff that happens. But there were so many people that did not cheer for me until after my company was a success, or
yes,
after we were splashed in all the magazines, or after. And often when they start cheering for you, then it's in the form of, I always knew that you'd make it, or I'm so proud of you. I've been rooting for you from the beginning. You're like, no, you were, but it's okay. Right?
Right.
Or they're like, you know, they're telling people how they know you. And it's wild to watch this. And it's not that they mean harm. Here's what when I've peeled back the layers on this, there's a couple lessons here I want to share with anyone, especially if they're scared to start, if they're scared to take that jump, if they're scared to dream big and call their shot and go for it and all of that. Because what we start to do, I think, as humans, is we share our dreams or our ideas with the people around us. Sometimes we share them in groups. And then sometimes we share them with experts or with, you know, people in our industry that have had a lot of success or whatever. And then when we don't get the kind of response we're hoping for, right, then we start to doubt ourselves and we start to think we're not ready, or we think, oh, you know what? A million other people have done this idea. Like, maybe I shouldn't do it. It's already been done so many other times. So here's the big thing I've learned, okay? Is first of all, as we know, the only way to ever have a human connection is to show up authentically, right? And that can be with your partner, with a friend, with your customers online, with what you're doing, right? With how you're launching your dream. So just to take a step back, if you are doing something authentically, right, your dream. So in my case, there's a million beauty companies out there and I launched a beauty company. Well, there's millions of them. Someone had already done it. Millions of people had already done it, right? But when you do something authentically, no one can do it the way you're doing it, right? So by definition, what you're doing is novel. By definition, it's never been done before. And here's what I've learned. Other people, typically, even experts, even visionaries, they typically can't imagine something being successful unless subconsciously they've already seen proof that it's already been done and it's already been successful.
Yes.
But because you're doing it authentically to you, it's never been done before. So don't be surprised when the people around you who love you or the experts you have so much respect for don't initially give you the reaction to your big dream or your big idea. It's because no one's done it the way you're going to do it. So it's never been done before. It's novel. It's new, right? And most people would never admit this, but unless subconsciously they've seen it that way and they've seen it succeed, they're not going to believe that it will. So,
yeah. Except people who have done it themselves. Like you and I believe in people. We believe in you guys so much because when you meet people who came from nothing and they built it and they did it, they're the ones who usually are on board. Like, sounds like, go for it. Don't know it's going to work, but cheer them on, encourage it. Like people who've actually done it are the most encouraging. Yes.
Yeah. And we've gone through the journey of hearing thousands of people not believe in us. And when you come out of the other side of that, you're like, huh. And you have a whole new perspective, right? But the truth is, I mean, in my own journey, for example, as it pertains to building the company, I also learned years later, the hard way, after crying myself to sleep a lot of nights, after hearing a lot of no's, I learned, oh, wait, most of the beauty retailers, they're amazing and they're great. And they all said no to me for years, but they've also never actually built anything themselves.
Right.
And it's like, oh, and to your point, that's why I'm so passionate about Growth Day and supporting it however I can, but also this morning show, right? Because it's like when you surround yourself with people that are in that space that share these kind of stories, then you're like, oh, okay. I get it that like Aunt Margie said that she didn't think this was going to be a success, but you know, that's okay. She loves me anyway. And she's never built something like this. So she's seeing it through the best lens she knows how, but I'm not going to let that penetrate me or me calling my shot, me going for my dream, me dreaming big. Right.
I wanted to share that
to you this morning.
That's so good. Here's what you do know. You absolutely know what draws your interest and your passion this week. Right. It's sometimes I don't have this big vision. Like your vision manifests more largely, or your vision gets bigger as you're in momentum towards your passions. Sometimes you don't know. Like I didn't know. I had no idea. Listen to this, y'all. I'm like one of the most strategic planning people you ever met. 2 years ago, I didn't know we'd be starting Growth Day. 2 years ago, after I've been doing this for 20 years, 2 years ago, I didn't see this vision. It's when you are in motion towards your passions, when you are living in alignment with your purpose or what brings your heart, spirit of service, when you feel in tune with God or spirit or what's right for you, as Jamie always said, your authenticity. When you are living in alignment with your authenticity, you're pursuing your passions, even if you don't know the end game. Because you know what? The end game changes. Ask Jamie 5 years ago, what's the end game? I'm building my company. That's what I'm doing. See, right? The book is not there yet. You know, $1 billion exit is not there yet. I'm trying to survive doing this QVC show today, y'all. Not to say she didn't have vision. I'm just to say that the vision expands when you're in motion towards your passions.
5 years ago, I was hoping I showered that day because we had like 36 hours of shows and I was just praying that I got through it and could serve. Like I was a hot mess. So absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Your vision expands when you are in motion towards your passions. Your vision becomes clear when you are in more consistent alignment with the best of who you are, doing things you enjoy, and treating people well. When you break any of those off, you stop treating people well, guess what? The vision goes like this because you have conflict and anger in your life. And the more you have that, the more you mistreat people, the more you become narrow like this, and you can't have expansive vision or expansive success. The more that you lie to yourself every day or every night by not living in alignment with the authenticity, the truth, your personal freedom, the more that your brain doesn't trust you the next day because you keep lying to yourself. The more you lie to yourself, the less you trust yourself. The less you trust yourself, the less confidence you have, the less action you take, the less momentum you get. So these things all, this sounds so simple, but this is a philosophy that we talk about in Growth Day. It's a philosophy of understanding how important it is to live who you are, to pursue things that are meaningful to you, to allow yourself aliveness and joy and beauty in that moment, in that day, in the effort on the journey. So we always talk about aliveness, connection, and meaningful pursuits, right? We're always talking about those things in Growth Day. Aliveness, connection, and meaningful pursuits. And when you're feeling alive at what you're doing, you're connecting with yourself, other people, God, creator, and you're doing things that are meaningful, your passionate pursuits, trust me, please, please know your vision will expand. It will become more clear only in motion.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because, believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses,
How do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.